Exclusive expert: Florida Democrats' alleged election fraud potentially grounds for RICO investigation. By John Binder on November 16, 2018. An effort to allegedly add Democrat votes after Election Day in Florida is potentially grounds for a RICO investigation, an election fraud expert says. The Government Accountability Institute, GAI, Research Director Eric Eggers exclusively told SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight senior editors-at-large Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak that a report revealing that Florida Democrats asked voters to submit absentee ballots after Election Day is a smoking gun and could possibly lead to a racketeering investigation. Eggers said, "I spoke with a Republican attorney today who is quite familiar with this and connected to the interworkings, and they believe that it is not only the smoking gun, but it is potentially the grounds for a RICO case. This is not over. The first step is to get this out of the way. Let's get the election certified and let's get people sworn into office. But I think that this is a very real problem. Ultimately, whether it's complete ignorance or an organized effort on behalf of the Florida Democratic Party to manipulate and violate the law, they sent altered forms out with the hopes that they could just get away with it because they could get some sympathetic judges who say, well, this is what the forms that these people received said, so I guess we'll have to go along with it." Emphasis added. At the end of the day, the basic argument in Florida right now is this: should the laws that were in place on the day of the election be upheld? And the Republicans are saying yes and the Democrats are saying no. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News's Joel Polak reported, Florida Democrats allegedly asked voters to submit absentee ballots after Election Day, using an official form that had been altered to make it look as though voters were doing so within the legal deadline with the hopes that a judge would later allow the votes in the election. Already, a federal judge, appointed by President Obama, has said Florida voters can correct their signatures on mail-in and provisional ballots. Republicans in the state are appealing the decision. In a recent piece for Breitbart News, Eggers reviewed Brenda Snipes' history of allowing illegal aliens and felons to vote in elections in Broward County, along with her destroying of ballots. Snipes is in charge of the vote count in Broward County, where the state's election results have been held up. Listen to Eggers' full interview here. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific.